Engineer Denny is not available at this time. Please leave your name, number, and a brief message after the beep.
Hey, Denny, it's Marty. Just driving around, drinking, and I came up with some new ideas for the show. I just wanted to, you know, call you for posterity's sake. Maybe you could write them down because I don't have anything to write with. I'm busy. I got one hand on the steering wheel, the other hand holding my bottle of whiskey. I was thinking maybe we could get a girl on the show, or maybe even a little kid, just because, you know, it kind of injects a new point of view into the show. And we can have Ryan eat something, like, on the air. That could be kind of fun. Maybe an animal corner where we could have different pets, or maybe somebody from the zoo can come in and show pets and do that. Maybe we can review washing machines. That could be interesting. How about we could have a car repair advice section. That could be cool. Cooking. People like food. I like food. These people how to cook. Again, maybe we can, I don't know if I said this already, but maybe we can get a girl on the show. Or maybe a little kid that would kind of have a new viewpoint stuff. Maybe we could talk about clothes. We could have like a fashion column type thing for girls. That would be cool too. Jewelry. Stuff like that. Oh shit, hold on, I'm getting pulled over. Let me call you back.
Hey, Denny. Hey, yeah, I guess I got your voicemail again. So you must have slept in, or I don't know why you slept in, because for some reason we're doing this at night. Or you're napping or something, I don't know. It's really weird, man. So Marty said we were going to be on location at a special podcasting studio, and I used the GPS on my phone, and it took me to this. It looks like I'm out in the middle of nowhere. I see a couple of cabins, and I think there's a highway off in the distance or something, and it looks like there's a bat. You ever seen a bat in person? It's kind of scary, man, especially at night. And I'm curious, why are we doing a podcast at night? Like, isn't the whole thing we do it in the morning after we have coffee and we're like, you know, our brains are firing on all cylinders and we can, you know, tell stories and stuff? Hey, speaking of which, I wanted to tell you, I was thinking of the other day when we were kids, and I was thinking, you know, it's kind of funny how, like, you grow up so fast, you know? It's like, before you know it, you're 30 years old, and your kids are shitting in themselves, and you're like, I don't know what to do with that. It stinks. It smells funny, and you're in a car, and it's hot. You're on a highway. You got nowhere to go. Can't get out of your car. You're trapped. You're trapped with a stinky little human. What do you do? What do you... Hey! I think I see somebody. Hey, buddy. You're... Oh. Just kind of swinging there by a tree branch. Oh, that's weird. Why would you swing by your head? Oh, Denny, I don't think this is a podcast studio. I think Marty tricked me. I don't know where I am. I'm running into the woods, man. I think I fell down in the pile of mud. It's all right. I wear shorts, so I'll just take a shower when I get home. But I don't think I'm doing the podcast today. Speaking of which, I wanted to tell you, I think I might have accidentally deleted the file that you sent me the other day with all the emulators and the games on it. It was an accident. I'm really sorry. And, you know, I feel bad that we make fun of you. They never made fun of you when we were kids, because you were always, like, 8 feet taller than me and always getting the girls. And maybe it's just because you suddenly developed dwarfism when you were, you know, in your 30s. But, you know, you're smaller now, but you used to be really big, kind of like the Green Giant. Green Giant's big. And, you know, the Green Giant kind of reminds me of when I was a kid and go to church, and it kind of looks like God to me. You know, like a big green God. Like a big green God that rolled around in a pile of green, I guess. That's all I got. Oh, you know what? I think I see somebody here in this cabin. Let me just open this door here. Hello? Hello? You? Oh. Looks like there's a guy over here with a hockey mask on. He looks friendly. I'm just going to walk right up to him. Maybe he wants to hear one of my all-time great stories. Excuse me, sir. I was just wondering, where am I? What town is this?
Hey, Benny. Got rid of that body. And took your clothes to the dry cleaner. Paid off two of the witnesses. One still said they were going to talk to the police, so I had to erase him. Kidnapped one of them because she was screaming and making a scene. So hoping you'll call me back and let me know what to do with her. Erased everything on the cell phone. Burned the SIM card as per request. And I hope that you'll stick up to your end of the bargain and not tell my wife about that trip to the Bunny Ranch. Feels dirty, but it is done. Hey, what you doing Tuesday? I was thinking maybe we could go out for breakfast and maybe play a game of golf. Round of golf. If you're interested, you know, give me a call back. But in the meanwhile, your problem has been taken care of. So if you don't mind sticking up to your end, we're all good. And yeah, we'll see you Sunday for the podcast. So take care, man. Have a good night.